Hello, once again, this is Jay Remy here with the third episode of Spiritual Empowerment, Personal Sovereignty, a podcast series that is here to help empower you and help you rediscover your personal sovereignty, which is a birthright that has been hidden from you by the powers that shouldn't be. The purpose of this podcast is to inspire you to go out and make a difference in the world and in your life as well. My website, which is theinconvenienceofawareness.wordpress.com, and I also have a YouTube page. Called the Lone Observer, but all those things are in the link that's going to be provided at in the description of each episode. Tonight, I'm going to get into this topic about the fear of speaking out because of the fact that people have a fear of speaking out due to fear of criticism or conflict. This episode is here to pretty much encourage people. I'm going to go into certain reasons why people have this fear of speaking out. But ultimately, at the end of the day, I'm going to also explain why we need to do it despite what we feel, despite how we feel about doing it. For example, when I started doing this, I quite honestly, I've never in my wildest dreams thought I was ever going to do this at all. Speaking, doing the speaking, writing on my website, WordPress, which gets no love, getting no love right now, but and making videos for my YouTube page. Quite honestly, if I had it my way, I wouldn't be doing this at all. But I have to do it because it's my moral obligation. It's also my main life purpose here. It's the main reason why I'm even here at all. Because if I wasn't doing this, I really would not be doing anything with my personal life, because of the fact there's nothing really much for me here to do. Because I find this planet to be quite honestly, a strange and foreign place. And I mean strange and foreign in the bad way. But that's another story. What I'm trying to say is that I also, when I started doing this, had a fear. Because of the fact that it's scary, the idea of going out and you start and speak all this controversial stuff. Especially from a perspective that most people don't talk about this. That is very, very scary. And I can sympathize with a lot of people who don't want to do this. I get it. I mean, for example, I had to do it anyway. I mean, for example, I said to myself that I was going to start doing this year in February. Then I pushed the date back to another date, then another date. And I said to myself, no, I'm going to do it at this date. No more pushing it back. I'm going to do it despite how I feel, regardless of what the reception is going to be. That's my attitude about it. You cannot care what other people think of you. You cannot worry about what the reception is going to be. You cannot care about those things. You just got to just learn how to deal with them. And the fact that if you ask how I deal with criticism, I mostly just ignore it. I mean, that's not what I do. But right now, I'm new to this. So I am not perfect when it comes to doing this at all. I can relate to all the people out there who are doing this and who don't, yet they have this fear of doing it. But you gotta understand something about courage as well. Because courage is actually doing something despite your fears. It's not the absence of fear. It's about doing it anyway. For what's right. In the name of real wholesome truth. The name of freedom. In fighting against all this tyranny and enslavement in this planet. Because if more people were speaking out, then things will be different tomorrow. But no, because of the fact that we have all these issues, what I'm going to get into right now. And it just bothers me how a lot of so-called spiritual teachers and gurus out there don't tell people that one of the most important things to have is courage. They're actually standing up for yourself as well. Being willing to stand up for yourself no matter what may happen to you physically in the physical domain. That's one of the most important things. But no one talks about these things. Because you wonder why people are so easily rolled over to tyranny in these controllers on this planet. Anyways, like I said, you have to speak up for what is right, no matter what. Because that is also because of the fact that if you don't do it, it's a form of immorality. Because of the fact that you are just because you're acting out in cowardice. The fact you see injustice in front of you, but you choose to do nothing about it, Are you serious? See, this is the problem. We live in a world where there's so much injustice going on a daily basis. For example, one injustice that's in your face is this weather climate engineering. The fact that in the face of all this, there's people out there who choose to do nothing. I mean, not even going out and speaking about this, or at least writing about it or something, not doing anything about it. For example, it's going on. I mean, that's a great example of evil going on in your face every day. That people choose, and along with the fact that people can choose to consent to the system, despite the fact they say, oh, I don't like it, and I want to do something about it. I want to change. I want a difference. Yet, for some reason, you keep consenting to it. Because the fact you ironically have actually grow a codependent relationship with this control system, this matrix, this enslavement paradigm. It's toxic. And something has to be done about it by you saying no. See, the thing about speaking up for yourself is saying no. I'm a sovereign being. I don't consent to this. This has no power or an illusion over me because it has no basis in nature. And I'm going to start making changes. I'm not going to just talk about change. I'm going to go out and try, and I'm going to try my damn best to do something physical. Because one of the things about it, the law of attraction that a lot of people in this leave out is action, or right action more so. Right action. Taking the right actions in the real world. You can think about change all day, but nothing's going to manifest if you don't take right action. Anyways, there's another reason why a lot of people seem to have this fear of going out and speaking out against tyranny is because of the fact that there's the fear of being wrong. Let me tell you something. I'm brand new to this. I'm not the smartest guy out there when it comes to all these things, but I know enough to speak about this. My job is to empower people. I'm not a researcher. Or any of this. That's why I always keep saying that people need to go look up stuff on a search engine or something. Or might give you book recommendations here and there. I'm not perfect when it comes to doing this. I'm not perfect at all. I could be wrong. I mean, being wrong about something is not something you should worry about. You need to go out there and go with what's within your heart. If you're wrong, then you're wrong. That's an opportunity for you to correct it. Because in life, you cannot be afraid of being wrong about something. Because being wrong about something is the opportunity to learn and grow and become better as an individual. You cannot go out there with the fear of being wrong. You just got to speak from what is based on your perception. But be warned, like I said, that perceptions are not reality. Because that's a solipsistic mindset. You don't want to fall into solipsistic mindsets. Because if you have a solipsist mindset, then you're never wrong, despite how ridiculous that is. But anyways, like I said, don't fear being wrong about something. I mean, just if you really are really concerned about being wrong about something, before you go out and speak, do more research about the subjects you want to talk about. That's all I have to say. Do more research. Ask yourself, when's the right time for me to actually go out and say something about something? I mean, for example, there's certain topics I don't talk about because of the fact that I know my boundaries. For example, there was a podcast I did. It was like a follow-up to the Divide and Conquer. But I actually omitted it. It was about race and gender. But I omitted it because I felt really uncomfortable doing this podcast for various different reasons. It's just one of those situations where you realize you're saying to yourself, man, I don't think you're actually explaining this properly. You know you're right, but you're not explaining it properly. I get that. That's why I actually have omitted that podcast. That was going to be originally. I'm sorry, guys, if you heard it before, but I don't think. Whatever. I still have the original copy of it, but I'm not going to talk about it right now. And this, just the topic is just very unsettling to me. It's just something. It's just so unsettling. It's just the race and the gender is extremely powerful. It's an extremely powerful divide. So powerful that it makes me upset and sad, especially when you realize how bad it is between the genders. But anyways, if you look into what's going on. But like I said, I mean, if you're wrong about something, there's always time, and you have the ability to edit yourself, then do that. Anyways, also the fear, the big one, the fear of criticism. This is the one that really gets to me. You know, it's not that I'm afraid of criticism. It's more the fact that I don't really like criticism. I mean, I don't mind constructiveness if it's done in a friendly way. But at the same time, I mean, there's people out there who are just complete jackasses, and they're just going to just grill you and make you feel terrible and try to make, and sometimes even give it or get a rise out of you and just piss you off. You just want to throw something at that person through the screen, if you know what I mean. But what I do is just saying to myself, just laugh and say, look, man, look, this is, you're doing what you're doing. You know what's in your heart. What's in your heart? You're doing what's right in your heart. That, and if you are doing it, doing what's right in your heart when it comes to this line of work, then you shouldn't worry about others, people, what others think of you. In this planet, you cannot worry what others think of you, because it's not worth it in this plane of existence. It's not worth it in this enslavement system. That's how people are mind-controlled and locked down, and that's one of the main reasons why people cannot rediscover their inner divine power, because of the fact that they're trapped in this whole what others will think of me, or this fear of what some idiot out there thinks of you, or some clown. Cannot worry what others think of you. That's something I am working on, and I'm doing a good job. Because I'm telling you, when I started doing this, I was literally terrified. I was having a bit of anxiety when I put those videos out for the first time, and I started doing this. I had nighttime thinking about it. I'm thinking, oh man, I posted the videos. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, oh man, what these people are going to say about me. Then I wake up the next morning, I'm thinking, oh man, I'm getting no views on my videos. But I'm getting more traffic on Blog Talk. I'm getting nothing on YouTube right now because, like I said, I know. In this day and age, since YouTube is flooded with millions of videos, and it just, your videos get pushed back. Yeah, you can have the greatest metadata in the world and no one's going to see you. So you have to promote your videos. Yeah, I'm going to work on that. But like I said, it's just kind of funny how I said I'm not trying to do this to become popular, but I'm trying to get enough of an audience so they can see what I'm doing, they can hear my message, and they can go out in there, they can make a difference in the world, take back their power, and use it against these tyrannical forces that have actually found ways of fooling us into giving it away to someone else. So criticism, tell criticism to go take a hike. Tell it to go F itself. That's what you should do. Give it the finger and tell it to get out of your face. Or better yet, smash it with your foot. That's what you need to do to criticism. Criticism is nothing. Criticism is not even you. That's the thing about it. It's not you. Ask your inner divine self who you really are, if you can. Because criticism is not you. It's your ego. And a lot of the criticism can very well, also usually very well, stems from personal childhood traumas as well. That's something else to consider. Because a lot of my criticisms, and I suffer from trauma based on a lot of nasty criticisms that I got ever since I was a kid. I suffer from certain traumas. That's one of the main reasons why I'm very reluctant to share about my personal, what I like to do in my personal life, my hobbies, because of the fact that I've gotten criticism in the past, nasty criticism when I was a child about my likes and dislikes, because I was always different from other people when I was growing up. And I preference that are strange to the mainstream, quote unquote. Mainstream stinks anyway. And they're going to try to tell me what I like is bad, but their stuff is worse. You get my point. But you can't, like I said, let criticism get to you. If you really have a problem with criticism, you need to learn how to heal it. I think if you can't do that, try to heal it through self-hypnosis, or if I hire a hypnotherapist or something, do something about it if criticism is really eating away at you. And like I said, you can't also let the fear of what others think of you really get to you as well. You cannot do that. I always say that, you know, yeah, this is going to go into, never mind, but this is going to go into something else, and that's the fear of losing family and friends. Yes, this is another big one. Why another people out there? There's many people out there who are a lot of people who are aware of what's going on. You know, there's thousands, if not maybe millions of people around the world that knows what's going on. But they don't want to say nothing about it because of the fact they're afraid of what their friends and their family and their peers will do. The fact they will lose their contact with these people. Let me tell you something. In the grand scheme of things, it's worth the sacrifice because of the fact that these people unfortunately are not ready to hear it. And that means that you just have to just move on and form new relationships in the future and find more and like and find people like you who are on the same path. I know this is painful because a lot of people have emotional attachments to their friends and family, but you got to do it because emotional attachment to friends and family, you got to get out of this, no disrespect, but this is a low form of love. A high form of, the true form of love, this high form of love is the love for pursuing the truth no matter what it takes, where it takes you, along with speaking out against tyranny and evil around you. No matter what anyone will tell you or anyone will say. Like I said, fear, you cannot let this fear get to you. You understand that you're just going to have to just let go. No, it doesn't matter. And like I said, it doesn't matter what your family thinks you. You're going to just have to put up with it. Because in the grand scheme of things, being comfortable with your family is nothing when if the worst case scenario comes and shit hits the fan and there's martial law, you might get taken to a FEMA camp. Then what? Because the fact that you have failed to actually make an awakening happening on a spiritual level. Because the awakening needs to be done on a spiritual level. We cannot change the system through violent or forceful revolution. Because what's going to happen is that we're not going to solve anything spiritually. The cycle is going to repeat in the long run. We cannot go back to that. We cannot we cannot stay in this comfort. This false sense of comfort, I like to call it. Because it won't matter in the end once enslavement gets worse and worse. And in the future, this isn't going to matter anymore because in the distant future, if we finally actually get through this, then this idea of losing friends and family will no longer be an issue. I understand it's hard for many people because they have connections with their family, but you got to respect true spiritual love because it goes beyond just family. It goes with the true will of creation, and that is freedom, sovereignty, and so and all these other good things. The love for truth, I mean, objective truth, because objective truth is what is. That's what it is, what is. You cannot let attachments hold you back from going out and doing what's right in the world. You cannot do that. And this is what it also leads to. Loneliness. Let me tell you something. Throughout my entire life, even before I woke up to what was going on, I suffered from loneliness. I've always been lonely. I mean, I always had a hard time when I was a kid making friends and so forth. Even when I was more extroverted. But as I got older, I became more introverted, actually, because of the fact that the societal programming was starting to work on people to the point where I'm starting to realize more and more that I had less and less common with anyone. I had nothing in common with most people. And along with the fact that most people I couldn't stand to be around. I've always been lonely my whole entire life because of the fact that I can never fit in anywhere. I got to understand that the thing about the whole fitting in thing is I always found it overrated because I'm thinking, why would I fit in with a bunch of people who don't care about me from what I am inside, who I am on a soul level? That's why I never cared about fitting in. And you shouldn't care about fitting in. You shouldn't care about fitting in yourself because of the fact that trying to fit in with people who don't care about who you are on a soul level is not worth the time. It's because we got to understand that this whole world is an illusion in the sense that it's not real. This world, what goes on in this world is just a speck comparing to the grand multi-dimensional universe. This reality is nothing. And people take this reality way too seriously. We cannot take it way too seriously to the point where we care about what other people in this matrix-like reality, these drones, the living dead, who I call the people who are spiritually asleep. I call them the living dead because they are like dead individuals. They're like zombies. But like I said, it's harsh, but you know what? I'm being honest here. But like I say, you cannot let the fear of losing friends and family. I mean, I'm sorry. I meant to say, yeah. But yeah, that's relevant. But like I said, you cannot let the fear of loneliness get to you, which involves losing friends and family and finding people to connect with. I understand this loneliness is tough. But I keep saying to myself, look, once this is all over, I can go to a place where I'm no, I don't have to worry about this loneliness anymore. I understand that this whole thing is just a lifetime. It's just a lifetime. It's hard for a lot of people. But like I said, what you have to do is just try to find a way to connect with other like-minded individuals. You can do that through various different means, particularly through social media and all that. But it's not the same as being around with a physical person. I get it. I know it's rough, but at the end of the day, it's just unfortunately what it's just the consequence of this work. When you become more enlightened and more spiritually aware of what's going on in this reality, and how ridiculous and how bizarre and how messed up it is, and how enslaving it is, you become more lonely. It's like the smarter you become, the more lonely you become because of the fact that you're dealing with a populace of individuals who are just dumbed down and ignorant, and a lot of them love their ignorance and they love being dumbed down and alone. And I mean, take a look at this. It's just how in the society I live in, it's just like there's this negative attitude towards people who are smart. And the only smart people who get respect are people who make money or people who actually create some kind of technology that actually the public likes to consume. If it's nothing like that, then no one really cares about you. If you're smart, it's just this social engineering where people are so dumbed down and they're actually are being socially engineered to actually embrace the other dumbed down individuals because of how the media pushes dumbed down individuals. That's why the most popular things in the media is some of the most dumbest things I've ever seen. It's some of the most dumbest shit I've ever seen. For example, take a look at the most popular media outlets like YouTube. Look who's number one. Who's the number one people on YouTube, for example? And yeah, it's a good example of the general population. I mean, if people like those people. And you didn't think that's funny or that's cool. This dumbed down entertainment. Everything is dumbed down around us. You gotta understand that this loneliness is just the unfortunate consequence of actually being in a prison-like reality where people are supposed to be stupid and dumb. No disrespect, but I'm just being blunt about it. I mean, like I said, if people don't like my style, then what can I say? I'm not doing this to win your popularity. And I'm not doing this to make you feel good. I'm doing it to actually help inspire you to take back your personal sovereignty and say no. I'm going to do a podcast episode where we're going to do a little declaration of sovereignty. I got to write it up. It's going to be like a general declaration. But anyways, like I said, all this is worth it for a better world. All this is, and sometimes I understand that understand people question why they're here. I question why I'm here all the time. I'm thinking, why am I doing this? I just can't stand this planet. I find it to be a slow, boring place. I can't stand this reality, and I don't have fun the same way other people do because most people's idea of fun is getting drunk and partying. I'm sorry, but that's not my thing. I'm sorry, it's just not my thing. You know, you're a prisoner if that's the best way you can actually have fun in this reality by just going nuts with yourself and actually intoxicating yourself and doing drugs and all that. If that's the best way to actually wind down because of the fact that you're a slave. Most average individual is a slave who works 5-6 days a week, 40 to 60 hours a week. And they only get maybe 1 or 2 days off. You're lucky to get 2 weeks off of vacation a year, you know, because, you know, you're a slave, an economic slave, a monetary slave. Anyways, there's also, last but not least, the fear of harm coming to them. Let me tell you something. The powers that shouldn't be, they know where everyone lives and what everybody is doing. You shouldn't even worry about this. The fear of harm coming to you doing this work. So you should not worry about that. Just do what you got to do, because at the end of the day, that fear of harm is what's holding people back the most. Like I said, see, this is what it really comes down to, the fear of physical harm as well. If more and more people didn't worry about this fear of physical harm coming to them or something, then things will be different now. If more and more people are doing this, it'll be harder and harder for the controllers to even do anything about it. Cannot fear physically what may happen to you. You cannot let that get to you. Like I said, they already know what you're doing. They already know what you're viewing. They already know what you do on the internet. Especially if you use Google many times. Because I like to call Google the NSA search engine, for example. But like I said, I mean, we cannot let these things get to us. Like I said, it's all about fear. It's something you need to work on, something you need to introspect about. Like I said, if you still feel have these fears deep down in your heart, you got to introspect and contemplate on it. Contemplate on what I talked about. That's all I'm trying to say. Just contemplate on what I'm talking about. Think about it for a minute. Think about it for a while. Take a deep breath and just think about how ridiculous all these fears are. That's all I have to say. And this is pretty much the end of the episode. Episode 6, I might go into... Let me check my stupid road. My documents are in a way. Okay. Hold on. Yeah, the next episode of this podcast, I'm going to go into how culture and the need for approval is also a huge barrier to people taking back their power and using it responsibly. Because culture and so-called cultural norms is what's distorting people's ability to do this. Having people buying into man-made constructs of what right and wrong is, for example, which has no basis in universal law, along with the fact that the need for approval, people trying to seek approval, trying to seek like a mommy or daddy figure or to belong, and how that's holding us back as well. I'm going to get into that in the next episode. So be ready for that. In the meantime, like I said, go to my WordPress blog, which is going to be the link on my YouTube page. Watch the videos there. I've posted the podcast episodes on the YouTube page, but I also got miscellaneous videos as well. So that's what you can do in the meantime before I actually get around to doing another episode, which can be in a day or so. I don't know. Who knows? Within 2 to 3 days, I'll post a new episode. So until then, this is the Lone Observer, known as Jay Remy, and that'll be it for tonight.